here will own up to having a go on one of these before? Come on, Dandelion, get your hands up. Okay, okay. Well, is there any reason why any of you haven't been on one of these before? Maybe it's because it's too difficult to balance on. Maybe it's the thought of falling off. Well, if you find standing on a skateboard scary, I suggest you look away now. This is known as the mega ramp. In my opinion, you'd have to be totally out of your mind to even think about going down something like this. I love skateboarding, by the way. In my opinion, you would have need to have a lot of trust in your equipment, in your training, and in whoever made it. Today I'm going to speak about three men who had all three of these things. These men stood up to adversity, even when it meant almost certain death. The video you watched earlier tells the story of these men, the great challenges they faced, and the victory God won that day. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were ordinary men, but they were braver than any skateboarder. When writing this, I was thinking what a privilege it would be to talk to a king or queen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were given such an opportunity. However, their king was not happy with them, because they had refused to worship the God that he had set up. Let me read to you how these men responded to their angry king. O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. Well, I'm not an expert, but when you're in trouble, telling the person who's angry that you don't need to defend yourself before them is never going to be the best way to get out of trouble. These men must have been equipped with something incredible if they didn't need to defend themselves before the man who could decide whether they live or whether they die. They continued, if three are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. These guys are basically saying to the king, even if you want to kill us, you can do nothing, because our God is bigger, he is greater, and he is stronger than you. That kind of trust, that kind of faith is not something you're born with. These men were well trained. They were full of the knowledge that God can do anything. They trusted the one who created them, and he didn't let them down. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego wouldn't have done what they did if they didn't have their equipment, the word of God, their training, studying God's word, and knowing that he was with them, and if they hadn't trusted their creator. They faced a very difficult situation and were prepared to stand up for what they believed in. And God rescued them and brought them out of the fiery furnace, as we all know. For many of us here, we face challenges. And we are prepared, and if we're prepared to stand up for what we believe in, God will bring us through. Tribe did a fantastic drama about Vanya, a man who wasn't afraid to stand up for what he believed in, even when things were incredibly difficult. And we face tough challenges, and sometimes it's not easy to be a Christian. It can be difficult at school, or at work, and with friends. But God wants us to take courage from these stories we've heard today, as we see that he will help us. When I was offered the opportunity to talk on my favorite book during a school assembly to my year group, I decided to talk on the Bible. So I prepared a talk with a good introduction and that I thought would get people's attention and that would really draw them in. But as I went up onto the stage to give my talk, one of the teachers put up on the projector a massive picture of a big Bible saying, Holy Bible. That kind of ruined the beginning of my talk. But and everyone laughed at me as I stood up there alone. I felt it spoiled at the beginning of my talk, but I knew that God was with me. And I took the opportunity to talk about the Bible in a positive way. And from that experience, it gave me plenty of opportunities to talk to my friends about Jesus. One thing this has taught me is that even when the situation around me doesn't look good, if I trust God, he will bring me through. Thank you.
So in Daniel 3, in the second half of their reply, in verse 18, they say, But if it not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image that you have set up. This verse shows the full extent of their love for God. Because even if God didn't save them, from the furnace, they loved God enough to die for him. They refused to denounce their faith. They are willing to give up everything in order to be with God. When they reply to the king, explaining why they will not worship other gods, they respond instantly. They do not hesitate. They do not take a moment to consider their other options, because they know exactly what they believe and do not doubt in God. They do not feel the need to bargain with the king or try to work out a better way. They know 100% that what they believe is right. God's hand must have been on them to make them so brave and to make them feel this incredible courage. An example is Simon Peter. He denied Jesus 3 times, but later on, when he was filled with the Holy Spirit and God's hand rested upon him, he became incredibly brave. If we look at their situation, they effectively had 2 options. 1, accept the king's decree and worship the statue like everyone else. Or 2, defy the king and be thrown into the furnace. Overall, it was a life or death situation. There was no middle road or escape path for them. To add to the stress of their situation, they had a time limit. They had been arrested and had to make a decision in a matter of minutes. They did not have time to spend days considering their options or weighing up the other reasons they could choose to deny them. So the question is, what would you do in their situation? While I was reading the passage, I decided that in the few seconds I had, I would try to find a way of twisting the situation in my favor so I could stick to my faith without being thrown into the furnace. I would try to find a way that would satisfy the king without fully denouncing my faith. However, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not take the few seconds to form a strategy or to search for an escape route. Instead, they knew what was right and what was wrong, so they made their decision without hesitation. Again, if we look at the situation and the possible consequences of their choices, it was either death in the furnace or denouncing their faith. Neither consequence is appealing, so in a decision where both choices are likely to turn out badly, I would generally go for the lesser of 2 evils, which in this scenario you would assume is avoiding death. However, the few seconds I have now spent speculating my decision have led to me choosing what we now know as the wrong option. Instead of following my faith, I have chosen to fall into line with everyone else, as it seemed like the safer option. This is because, through thinking it through, I have chosen to follow the fact that I could worship an idol and live, rather than trusting God and risking possible death. It is the comparison of consequences that has led to the wrong decision. In difficult situations, I think we need God's help to be brave enough to make the right decision. In verses 17 and 18, it says, "If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace, and he'll deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of God that you have set before us." The second half of this, verse 18, shows that unlike me, they did not compare the consequences. They did not try to find the best way out that would cause them minimal harm. They did not hesitate. They were sure in their faith and therefore knew instantly the choice they were going to make. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were facing a life or death situation, yet in that critical moment, they did not take a second to consider going against their beliefs. They knew what was right, and they stuck to what they believed without doubt. They trusted God knew best, and through following God, they knew what they were doing was right, and therefore the consequences did not matter. However, while this story is about 3 men's trust in God, it is also about how much they knew God. In order to trust someone, you have to know them. The fact that they had no doubt in God and trusted him shows that they knew him well. They knew that no matter what happened, God had it all under control, because through knowing God, they knew that whatever happened would be the best way. Often when I'm reading the Bible, there'll be particular verses or passages that will stand out, and through memorizing short sections and having them during a difficult time, it becomes easier to trust in God. Currently, I'm reading Chronicles 1, and unlike other books in the Bible, I'm finding it incredibly difficult to get anything from it whilst I'm reading it. I have to constantly remind myself that the words are written for a reason. Each word was from God and tells us a new fact about God and helps me to know him better. Through reading the Bible, we are exposed to the facts about God, and I personally find it easier to believe in facts. The third thing I noticed in reading this chapter that I thought was really different to a lot of other stories was the fact that God didn't give them a sign. In stories such as Gideon, when he was unsure whether to go into battle or not, the next day God revealed to him that he wanted him to fight against the Midianites. There are countless occasions in the Bible where God shows people the right decision to make through dreams, prophecies, and signs. Yet in Daniel 3, it never says that God showed them a sign. This could mean that their decision to stand against King Nebuchadnezzar was based completely on faith. As far as we know, an angel did not appear to them, nor a prophet prophesy over their safety upon entering the furnace. All they had was the belief that it was better to follow God than worship an idol. I personally like to believe that in their situation, I would make the same choice. However, while I like to believe I'd have the same bravery, suddenly in everyday situations, it seems a lot harder to follow God, as it doesn't seem as important. While I've never been threatened with death because of my faith, I have to keep reminding myself that the everyday decisions are still important, and that every decision should be for God. Without a sign to confirm their beliefs, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did all they could do, which was trust in God and leave him to sort out the rest. As they discovered that it was God who truly had the power of their circumstances and not themselves. As it says in Psalms 37, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. Okay, we're going to be carrying out a time of prayer now, so if David, John, would come back up to play. And we're going to be praying for anyone who wants to increase their trust with God or to be rid of any doubt in their lives.
So I would like to ask if any of the teenagers in Ablaze would like to come up, and Tribe, and anyone who feels confident praying for adults. And as David plays...